So we always had courses that the public was interested in. Like by the public, I mean people who are not already students. And they would have to actually sign up for like a full program and then just take their one course that they were interested in, like creative writing or regional Indigenous studies course. And so what we thought was it would be so much better if there was a program where students could just take a random course here or there. So that's when we created the Open Studies program. So that just makes it an easy entry for people to take one or a number of courses without signing up for a credentialed program.
Is there all different types of courses? Can you take business courses, science courses? What kind of courses are there?
There are a number of courses across a variety of programs, and basically it's a course where we think that there is space, first of all, so we're not taking away seats from students who are in programs already. There's courses in the music department, in the sciences, in arts, in the social service area. It's quite a range of courses, and it varies every semester according to courses that are being offered.
And what is the target audience for this class? Is it kids out of high school, maybe looking to just get their feet wet in post-secondary, or seniors looking to get back in, something to do?
Yeah, all of the above. Really, it's anybody who's interested in taking a course that's at a, college / university level, and they want to learn. Maybe they're doing it for credit, so it'll appear on a transcript either here or another institution's transcript, or maybe they're doing it for interest in learning. Maybe if it was a high school student, they could potentially add it to their high school graduation diploma, depending on, what their particular school says about that. It has been done. If it's a student from a different university, they might be looking to pick up an elective or something else that just will round out their education. Or people from the general public who just want to learn something new, be it creative writing or musicology. I think it's the history of rock that's being offered through the music school, so it sounds pretty interesting. There's two ways that somebody could do this program. They could take the courses for credit, in which case they do all the assignments just as all of the students do and they get a grade, or they could audit it, in which case they would have the option to do the assignments and get feedback, but they don't get a letter grade out of it. So if they're just doing it for interest, it kind of reduces the pressure. Some people perform better with pressure, so they want the grade. So yeah, they can audit or take it for credit.
Well, that's actually very interesting that you can do it both ways. You guys also think this is a benefit to the full-time students. Can you talk about that a bit?
Yeah, so if you are in a classroom and you're part of a program and you have students who are coming in from the general public and they're sitting in your classroom, they might be bringing in a different experience, different perspective, taking it for a different purpose. Maybe they have life experience in the area or different perspective and, set of questions that they'll be asking while they're in the course. So we think it just rounds out the student population quite nicely.
All right, great. Do you have just anything else you want to share about it?
I have taken creative writing myself, and it was a fabulous experience. The course included students who were in the program and a variety of students from the public, and it was really fun. It's a fun thing to do if you like to explore kind of, academically, if you like to challenge yourself a little bit, meet new people, and of course gain all those new skills. I think it's a great way to find out what your local community college has to offer as well. Not everyone is aware of the variety of programs, courses, instructional expertise that we have, or even the student supports that we have here. So it's a nice way to explore, what's really just right in our own backyard.